If you would, turn in your Bibles to Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9, this thing's been burning in me. My subject is Don't Look Back. Your destiny is in front of you. And that song just goes right along with what I'm preaching this morning. Luke chapter 9, Don't Look Back. Your destiny is in front of you. This past Monday, as I was praying, I thought about all the people that I know that started out on fire for God, but something happened to them. They look back, and I thought about what Jesus said about those type of people. Look at Luke 9:62. Jesus is talking to his disciples, and he said, Jesus said unto him, "No man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God." Sometimes people disqualify themselves by looking back. Jesus said, if you do that, you're not even fit for my kingdom. So it's important where you focus your vision. Many of you have survived some tough issues in life. But if you stop short of what God has purposed for your life, all that you have endured, it will be in vain and it will amount to nothing. Somewhere between what you seek and what you want to become, that is an obstacle that you must overcome. And if you can overcome that obstacle, then you can have it all. You can have everything that God has purposed for your life. My subject this morning, don't look back. Your destiny is in front of you. Let us pray. Father, thank you so much for the praise and the worship. Thank you for the presence of your Spirit and how you've already spoken to us through songs and how, Lord, through words, prophetic words that have been given out of the Word of God. And, Lord, we just praise you for now, Holy Ghost, for talking to us. And, Lord, thank you for the anointing to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. Thank you, Lord, that this is a word for some people, Lord, that are struggling. And, Lord, you're going to talk to them. Thank you for that anointing and for listening. And everyone said in Jesus' name, amen. So many people in their Christian walk, they lose sight of their destiny because they take their eyes off of Jesus. Regret looks back. Worry looks around. But faith always looks up. And anytime you take your eyes off of Jesus and you begin to look at others and you begin to look at your problems, then you will focus on others' lives and you will focus on your problems. Some people miss their destiny because they focus on the past. You can have a painful past and you can also have a powerful past, but you need to let go of the past and press on to what God has purposed for your life. The truth is you cannot move into your future and into your destiny until you let go of the past. We all tend to focus on the past and other things, and we lose sight if we're not careful. Jesus knew this, and Jesus said, remember Lot's wife. She looked back, and she perished. She looked back because she loved the sin that was in the city of Sodom. She died of a heart issue. People wonder, what did she die of? She died of a heart issue. She didn't want to leave her sinful past, and when she looked back, she perished. And so remember this, when you walk out of God's will, you walk into nowhere. Let me say that again. When you walk out of God's will, you walk into nowhere. And if you're serious about your relationship with God, don't look back and don't give up. Israel ended up in the wilderness because of their own carnality, and they went through a series of adversities because of that. And during the process, God was trying to take out of them what they were once into. And that's what salvation is all about. God delivers you out of it, and then he tries to deliver it out of you. You can call it sanctification. You can call it commitment, consecration. You can call it the second blessing or whatever. But it must take place if you're going on with God. It's the crucifixion of the old man. And sooner or later, you're going to have to deal with your sins and your shortcomings. Some of you got out of it, but your it is not out of you. You'd be surprised how long you can wander in the wilderness. Israel wandered for 40 years. 40 years. Think about it. 40 years of almost there. 40 years of just about. 40 years of I'm on the verge of it. You can wander and wander in a wilderness and still get miracles from God. Israel did. You can wander and still get a blessing. Israel did. You can wander and still get married, still have babies, and still have friends. And you can wander and still not come into your divine destiny. God did some wonderful things for Israel, yet they could not come to grips with who they were, and they died in the wilderness. A lot of people, a lot of Christians, they die in the wilderness with God's blessings in their hands. Amen. And you can literally die in the wilderness and never become what God has destined for your life. God said, I know the thoughts I have for you, thoughts of good, not of evil, to give you a future, to give you a hope, to give you expected end. Jesus said, the thief, he's coming, so you just will to get ready. He's coming to tempt you. He's coming to steal, to kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And you can literally die in the wilderness and never become what God has destined for your life. Have you ever wondered why the automobile manufacturers, they put such a large windshield in their vehicles and such a small rearview mirror? They do that so you can focus on your destiny and not on where you have been. Your destiny is not in what you have left behind. Your destiny is what is before you. Your miracles are not in what you have lost, but your miracles are in what you have left. Amen. And you don't need to look back. You're not going that way if you're serious about your relationship with God. That's the thing that sparked this in my heart. If you're serious about your relationship with God, don't look back because you're not headed that way. The woman with the issue of blood, she got in the press. She had been sick for 12 long years, and it looked like that thing would never leave her. But she got in the press, and she pressed her way into Jesus. Sometimes you just got to keep on keeping on, and you got to press your way in until you touch the hem of his garment. Sometimes you don't even have to touch him. All you have to do is touch something or touch someone that's in touch with him, and you can get your miracle from God. But your miracles are not in what you've lost, but your miracles are in what you have left. Amen. Don't let a quitting spirit get on you, and don't give up because your breakthrough is on the way if you're serious about serving God. And it's all a matter of your attitude. The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And if I can get your attitude in line with God's word, it will help you to get your life straightened out. I'm not the attitude adjuster. This book is. The Holy Ghost is. Hallelujah. And you can choose the direction you want to take. But if I can get your attitude in line with the word of God, it will change your whole world. Things are not always as they appear. They laid Jesus in an empty tomb, and it looked like it was over. But what it looked like, what it looks like on the surface, that is not always what it is. Don't ever count Jesus out, and don't ever say it's too late for him. He can make a way when there is no way because he is the way. Hallelujah. I said he can make a way when there is no way because he is the way. And if you will follow him, eyes not seen, ears not heard, it's not even into the hearts of man, the things that God has prepared for those that love him. Do you love him? Then go on and shout glory. Hallelujah. And praise God for what he's always done. Yeah, he can make a way because he is the way. That's a door over there. You can come into this sanctuary through a lot of doors, but he's the door to eternal salvation. He's the door to God's blessing. And the only way you can get through the door is to come through the good shepherd. He's the door. His name is Jesus, and he has purposed great things for your life. Go on and praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He can conquer every storm, make you more than a conqueror, and give you the breakthrough that you need. Look at Mark 4:35 and following with me. Jesus is with his disciples. Mark 4:35, and the same day when the eve was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there was also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it is now full. Now I want you to get the picture of what is happening. Jesus and his disciples, they're on one side of the sea, and Jesus speaks to them and says, I want you to get into the boat because we're going over to the other side. I mean, it might be a great storm out there, but stay in the boat no matter what you do. Jesus knew that they were going to face that storm when he got into the boat. Jesus knew that a storm was going to come. He knew there were going to be waves and billows and winds and a great storm. Nevertheless, Jesus said, let us go over to the other side. And they got out there on the Sea of Galilee, and all hell broke loose. Right in the middle of that sea, the waves began to dash, the winds began to blow, and all of a sudden, it looked like all hope was gone. And if you had taken a survey that day, the disciples would have said, we're not going over, we're going under, and this is it. So many times, people feel like that. They face the adversities of life, and instead of remembering who they are in God and how big their God is, they start to look at their problems and to magnify their problems. But the Bible says, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Come, let us exalt his name together. From the rising of the sun till the going down of the same, the name of the Lord is to be praised. And God just fixed our brain in such a way that you can't think one thing and say something else. If you start magnifying the Lord, all of a sudden your mind shifts from your problems and your mind shifts from the situation that you're going through, and your mind shifts upwardly. Regret looks back, worry looks around, but faith always look up. And I'm looking unto Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of my faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of his majesty on high with all power, with all authority in his name. And he's your savior. Don't look at the problems. Look up to Jesus. Like the psalmist said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made the heaven and the earth. I think we ought to stand and give Jesus a standing ovation. Some of you look like you're about ready to burst wide open, because the word of God is going forth and joy is springing forth out of your heart. You can't think on one thing and say something else. So shout hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Give him some praise. Give him some thank you, Jesus, from my heart. I've been redeemed by the precious blood of Christ. I'm more than a conqueror. He always causes me to triumph. Glory to God. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Hallelujah. The disciples, they were ready to give up. They said, we're not going to make it. And fear gripped their hearts. But they cried out to the master. Jesus, he was asleep on a pillar of peace. He had already said, we're going over to the other side. What has he already said to you in the situation that you're in right now? Jesus was asleep. And he can give you peace in the midst of your storm. He can talk to you, and he'll get right in there and give you an answer. Jesus was sleeping, but Jesus awoke, he rebuked the wind, and he spoke to the waves. The disciples were ready to give up. Jesus said, don't give up. Hey, I'm on board this ship. And I said, we're going to make it. We're going over to the other side. And Jesus spoke to the waves and said, "Peace, be still." And suddenly there came a great calm. And the disciples said, "What manner of man is this that even the wind and the waves obey his voice?" If those elements of nature obey his voice, those inanimate objects, how much more should we who have breath obey his voice and send up praise and keep our focus and our eyes upon Jesus? Amen. The Bible says, and they came over to the other side. Put your name in there. And I came over to the other side. And so regardless of what you are facing, regardless of how great the storm, no matter how it looks, don't give up. Don't give up on that wayward child. Don't give up on your marriage. Don't give up on your spouse. Don't give up on your career. And for God's sake and for your sake, don't give up on your dreams. God is the dream maker. God put that dream in your heart. You didn't manufacture it. And if you'll get going, guess what? He'll get going. God works when you work. God works when I work. Amen. And sometimes, you know, I've gone to bed with so many things on my mind. I text Brother David this morning. I said, I emailed that outline to you last night, but I almost forgot it, and I had to get up and go do it. And then I had my mind on so many things. Guess what? I forgot to text him and tell him I've already sent you the outline. But don't look back. Your destiny is in front of you. You know what that picture looks like? That's really great, David. Thank you so much. When I was in high school, my high school teacher, she tried to get me to go to college. I said, I can't even go to college. I said, I can't even afford to go to high school. Hardly. I'm having to work to go through high school. But she said, your destiny is out there. Dream big dreams, Jerry. You have something inside of you. You're a leader. And if you'll dream it, you can do it. And when I got saved, and then I realized something else. Not only can I do it, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Hallelujah. See, I'm not counting on me is what I'm trying to say. I'm counting on my God. And don't put your trust in the flesh. Put your trust in Jesus. Put your trust in God. Put your trust in him who is your Savior and your Deliverer, the one who will cause all grace to abound towards you. Amen. Don't give up. Amen. Miracles come in cans. Amen. And you need a can-do attitude. I said, miracles come in cans, and I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. You need a I can-do attitude. And you need to tell yourself, I didn't come to walk and dwell in the low places. I come to walk and dwell in the high places. Hallelujah. Whatever I'm going through, it's only for a season. Jesus is with me. God is for me. And the Holy Ghost is in me. Hallelujah. This thing is only for a season, and I'm headed for my sudden breakthrough. I'm headed for my destiny. I don't care what others say. I don't care what others try to do. I only care what God says. And God says, you can do it through Christ my Son. He said, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Yea, I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, your Lord and Savior, he's seated at the right hand of his majesty on high, and he cares about you. This thing is only for a season. You got to say that, and I'm headed for my sudden breakthrough. I'm here to encourage someone today. I'm here to tell you that no weapon formed against you shall ever prosper. Don't look back. Your destiny is in front of you. But you know that your life right now, it is the sum total of the decisions that you have made. And if you will make the right decisions, and if you'll quit looking back, and if you'll focus on your future and focus on Jesus in your future, then the best is yet to come. The rest of your life should be the best of your life. Let me say that again. The rest of your life should be the best of your life. Amen. Some people say, oh, I'm just getting old and it's all behind me. I don't even talk like that. I say my best days are ahead of me. Hallelujah. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost will put a pep in your step. He'll put joy unspeakable that's full of glory down in your heart. The Holy Ghost, he's a person, and he'll walk with you. He'll talk with you. He'll abide in you. He'll show you the way. Hallelujah. And he will show you things to come. Oh, God, I saw my daughter when before Teresa ever, before she was ever conceived, amen. And today we have a little granddaughter by our daughter. And we had her for 3 days this week, and we just spoiled her so good, amen. And I tried to teach her the whole Lord's Prayer at two years of age. And I just wore her out, just loving her and loving her and loving her. And yesterday we went by the basketball game. Anderson, my other grandson, my grandson, he had a fever. He wasn't playing. But little Sophie was there. You've seen Sophie come to the altar. And she's cheering. And she's showing Anna Lee how to cheer. And I took the picture, and then I just made a little video and popped it out there on Facebook for all the Facebook fans. I want to tell you I'm blessed and highly favored of God. Then I got two more grandchildren. They live down there in Jacksonville, North Carolina. And the devil says, yours is behind you. I said, you crazy devil, the best is in front of me. I'm looking for walls of jasper, gates of pearl, streets of pure transparent gold. Hallelujah. I'm headed to a city where the caretakers are angels, where the Lamb's Book of Life is the city directory, where every meal is a banquet, hallelujah, and where every step is a thrill. Woo! You think it's wonderful to dance in the Holy Ghost? Just wait till you get to heaven and start dancing around the throne and praising God. Hallelujah, who called us out of darkness into the marvelous light. Hallelujah. Go on, praise him. Glory to God. I can remember lying on the bed of affliction, and the devil told me, said, you're never going to make it. And I remember a book by John Osteen. That's Joel Osteen's daddy. The book was entitled, There's a Miracle in Your Mouth. And I put me a bunch of scriptures together and began to quote the Word of God. And I remembered his wife, Dodie, and her testimony when she had cancer. Amen. And she would quote the Word of God, the scriptures, and then she would say, I'm getting better and better every day in every way. There's a miracle in your mouth. What are you talking about? I'm getting better and better every day in every way. What is your conversation? I'm getting better and better every day. Don't you know that you're about to lose this and lose that? No, I'm getting better and better every day in every way. Jesus Christ is Lord. And whatever he says, that's what goes. And what he tells me, that's what I'm going to do. And if I'll walk with the king, praise God, the king said, I will bless you. Go back and get that sermon, the king said. It'll bless you. It'll help change your world by changing your words in Jesus' name. I'm getting better and better every day in every way. And I used that phrase, and it encouraged me. And God used that in prayers and worship and fasting and spanning the devil and a lot of other things to heal me. Thank you for your prayers. Amen. But you cannot go into your future while you're holding on to your past. There comes a time when you must let go and let God if you won't. What God has purposed for your life. I'm here to encourage you today. God is able to make all grace abound toward you. I know it's easy to be discouraged when things are going wrong. I know it's easy to lose heart when your world is crumbling around you. Let me tell you a little secret. I have people pulling at me all the time. They unload their problems on the preacher. Now, I don't mind that if they will take good biblical counseling. That's what I do. I'm an encourager. I'm called to counsel people. I'm called to take the Word of God and give them their answer and to encourage them. But I do most of my counseling right here in the pulpit. Amen. It's called the Word of Faith, which we preach. I said, I do most of my counseling in the pulpit. It is the word of faith which we preach. Amen. The table is spread here at Westmoreland. And good Holy Ghost preaching is better than all the counseling you can get on the sideline. Amen. The Holy Ghost knows how to get right in the middle of your mess and give you the answer while I am preaching the infallible word of God. I don't even have to know your problem. The Holy Ghost does. And when the preacher is preaching under the anointing, the Holy Ghost, he will talk to you. I can't tell you how many times I've had people tell me, while you were preaching, God gave me the answer to my problem. Others, many of them have told me, while you were preaching the word of God, God healed my body and I got my breakthrough. The word of God is living. It is powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. And you can get a $1 million miracle while I'm preaching the word of God. Hallelujah. Seen it many times. Look at Hebrews 4 and 12. For the word of God is quick, that's living, and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. Look at this. Piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. In other words, your mind is thinking one thing, and you're trying to analyze the problem, and you're trying to figure it all out, and your mind is all confused. God is not the author of confusion. All of a sudden, the Holy Ghost steps in through good Holy Ghost preaching. He said, whoosh. Soul and spirit split asunder, and all of a sudden into your spirit man, God speaks the answer. You need to read your Bible, pray every day. You need to get lost in this book, hallelujah. You need a prayer life. You need a life that seeks God. And if you'll seek him, he said, you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. The preacher can't solve your problem any more than Donald Trump can solve the problem of the United States of America. But if we'll get some people lined up, line upon line, precept upon precept, a little here and a little there, following the word of God. Hallelujah. God will turn it around. God will do it when the church starts to pray. God will send revival when the church cries out for revival. God will do it if we'll do our part. Hallelujah to the Lamb. While I'm preaching, the Holy Ghost can pierce soul and spirit. The word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. And look at this, and of the joints and marrow. Is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. I don't have to know what you're going through. I don't have to have all your problems. The Holy Ghost already knows them. You don't have to tell them to Sister Bucket Mouth and Brother Bucket Mouth so they can gossip it all over town. You need to talk to Jesus about it. Amen. While I'm preaching, the Holy Ghost can pierce and divide soul and spirit asunder. He knows the thoughts and intents of your heart, and the Holy Ghost can get right down into the joints and marrow of your body, and he can heal you while the word is being preached. Don't ever underestimate the power of the preached word of God. Let me say that again. Don't ever underestimate the power of the preached word of God when it's called and when it's preached by someone that has prayed over it, that's been called to preach it, and that does preach it and refuses to penknife it, but will give you the whole word of God. The word will bring you out. That's what will do it. Hallelujah. Don't ever underestimate the power of the preached word of God. Look at Hebrews 4 and 13 if you don't believe me. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. That's why I need the anointing. That's why you need to hear what the Spirit is saying. He can speak to you and he can give you the advice that you need. You can wander in the wilderness, or you can come to church, worship God, hear the word of God, and get a faith lift, F-A-I-T-H. You can hear the word, but you've got to then do what the word says. Or you can gossip, gripe, and complain, and just like Israel, you will die in your wilderness. The choice is yours. And when you work, God works. When you get up and do what you can do, God works. As long as you sit back waiting for that perfect moment, guess what? It will never come. Start where you are. Use what you have. Make something of it. And never be satisfied. Hallelujah. I said start where you are. Go clean that mess up around the house. That's a good starting place. Go do something with your time. That's a good place to start. Don't sit around and let the devil talk to you. Go talk to people. Go do something. Hallelujah. Some of you do you some good if you just go to the nursing home and hand out some stuff and show some love. Glory to God. Do something with your time and God will bless you. Amen. You can wonder if you want to. The choice is yours. Look at James 1:22. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. In my text, Jesus said, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. They disqualified themselves. James said, if you don't do what the word says, amen, you are deceiving your own self. Pray about it. Ask God, is this your perfect will for my life? And when you find out it is, just step out by faith and step into your future. Don't look back. Hallelujah. Your future and your destiny is before you. Hallelujah. Everybody's going through something. And you may be in a season of weeping, but just hold on, child of God. God has promised to deliver you. And God has promised to work all things for your good if you will only believe. And I need to tell you this. Life has seasons. It does. And if you're in a weeping season, if you'll get into prayer and praise and worship, hallelujah, your season of joy, it will show up. No matter what you're going through, God is able to make all grace abound toward you. That's the law of Romans 8:28 that Sister Darnell was singing about. Look at Romans 8:28. For we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. Say it backwards. To those who live and are called, living according to the call and his purpose. Amen. And they love God. If you love him, he said, you'll obey me. We know that all things work together for good to those that love God. Hallelujah. For every negative thing you are facing, God has a positive answer. You may say, it's impossible, but God says all things are possible to him that believes. You may say, but God, I'm too tired. God says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You say, I'm sick in body, but God says, I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. You may be thinking, well, nobody loves me, but God says, I love you with an everlasting love. You say, I'm not able, but God says, I am able to do exceeding abundantly above all you could ever ask or think according to the power that's working in you. It's the power of God. It's the word of God. It's the faith that's working in your heart. And God uses that to work everything to your good. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Amen. For every negative force, God has a positive answer. You say, well, I just can't forgive myself. I messed up so much. God says, I love you and I'll forgive you. You say, I feel all alone. But God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So don't give up. Hallelujah. You're going to make it. And I want to say to you this morning, if you're in a desperate situation, if you've done everything humanly possible, don't give up. Keep pounding. Keep asking. Keep knocking. Keep seeking. Keep crying out to God. Keep calling out. Be persistent, and your breakthrough, it will come. The Bible says the race is not to those who run the swiftest. The race is not to the swift. The race is not to those who run the hardest. But the race is to those who endure to the end. So don't give up. And don't look back. Put that up, Brother David. Don't look back. Your destiny is in front of you. God has purposed great things for you. And life has its seasons. Let us stand. Life has its hardships. Life has its struggles. But hallelujah. To him that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. Pastor Ricky, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Through me needing just tools and snares, I have already come.
Been through a lot of things, Lord.
Tis grace has
It was your grace that brought me this far, Lord.
Me saved thus far.
And Lord, I know I can trust
grace
your grace.
Will lead
me home. Come on, let's come to the altar and talk to the Lord. We got plenty of time. I landed this thing real early, 11:52. I love you, Lord, and I praise you. Thank you, Lord, for the word of encouragement. Thank you, Lord, for this great salvation. Hallelujah.
I once was lost, but now I'm found.
I was blind,
but now I see.
I see you, Jesus. I got my eyes on you. I'm taking an upward look.
Just
I will lift up mine eyes
I have
unto him who loved me and washed me, cleansed me from my sin in his own precious blood. And if he spared not his own son,
his grace,
but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? What you're going through is only for a season. God has good things in store.
When we've been there, when we've
been there,
oh, 10,000 years, my shining as the sun.
Glory!
We've no praise God.
Praise God.
Praise God. Oh, praise God.
Praise God.
Oh, praise God.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Be blessed in Jesus' name. Be healed.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
I bless you. Jesus, my
praise God.
Yeah.
Praise God. Sing it again. Praise God this morning. Praise God.
I praise you, Lord,
God,
that what I'm going through is just for a season.
Praise
my
God.
Best is yet to come.
Because
I got my eyes
praise
on Jesus.
God. Praise
Heaven's going to be wonderful. Hallelujah. But while we're here, He wants us to have life, the more abundant life. That's what Jesus, that's what he preached. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good